Thank you, Mr. Chair. The CCW and its protocols are important pillars of international humanitarian law. They embody the basic principle that the choice of means and methods of warfare is not unlimited. We encourage all states that have not yet done so to accede to these instruments without delay, and all high contracting parties to take concrete steps to promote their universalization and faithful implementation. The International Committee of the Red Cross has submitted to this conference a working paper which outlines our views and recommendations on issues of humanitarian concern relevant to the Convention in some detail. Allow me, therefore, to highlight some of these in abridged form. The human cost of mines other than anti-personnel mines, MOTAPM, is significant and well documented. However, little progress has been made to date in terms of strengthening international law rules applicable to their use. The ICRC calls on states to adopt more stringent restrictions on the use of these mines in their national laws and policies, and to renew focused discussion in future meetings of high contracting parties to the Convention or to amended Protocol 2 on how to address the adverse humanitarian impact of MOTAPM. The ICRC and many others have repeatedly expressed serious concern about the severe humanitarian consequences of the use of incendiary weapons and of weapons with incidental incendiary effects, such as white phosphorus munitions. We urge high contracting parties to hold a dedicated discussion on the implementation of Protocol 3, consider further work on incendiary weapons and weapons with incidental incendiary effects, and report on their national policies and operational practices related to the use of incendiary weapons, and on measures taken to avoid indiscriminate effects of munitions that have incidental incendiary effects. Since the entry into force of Protocol 4, there have been significant changes in the development and use of laser weapons and other laser systems, including anti-personnel, dazzling laser weapons and high-energy laser weapons. At the same time, the medical understanding and characterization of blindness has evolved. In light of these developments, the ICRC urges high contracting parties to ensure that any laser weapons are compatible with Protocol 4 and the IHL prohibition of weapons of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering. High contracting parties should also pursue further work on the implementation of Protocol 4, for example, through a specific agenda item. Since its adoption, Protocol 5 has helped prevent and mitigate the grave humanitarian impact of explosive remnants of war. However, in many parts of the world, ERW continue to claim the lives of hundreds of people annually, and significant challenges to clearance prevail. Among other measures, the ICRC urges high contracting parties to share good practices and discuss measures to ensure the effective implementation of the protocol, with a particular focus on urban environments. The ICRC and a large part of the international community also remain seriously concerned about the significant numbers of civilian casualties that are caused directly or indirectly by the use of heavy explosive weapons in urban and other populated areas. In this regard, the ICRC reiterates its call upon states and all parties to armed conflicts to avoid using explosive weapons with a wide impact area in populated areas owing to the significant likelihood of indiscriminate effects. Lastly, Mr. Chair, the review conference provides an important opportunity to ensure that this convention remains fit for purpose as warfare evolves and new weapon technologies are developed. Monitoring and assessment of developments in science and technology and of their military applications is crucial for the CCW's continued effectiveness and relevance. The ICRC therefore encourages high contracting parties to put in place the means and mechanisms necessary to ensure the Convention keeps pace with these developments. Thank you, Chair.